WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 70 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinard. There could be two YMCA locations in the Twin Cities.
Looking at the possibility of having a YMCA on the existing Blinn campus that would serve as their student center, and perhaps another one right here in College Station.
College Station City Councilman Carl Mooney said last night the discussion was still in the exploratory stage during a series of meetings this week by the Sports Advisory Board. For the second time this week, local law enforcement checked out a suspicious package. Yesterday afternoon, Texas A&M Police Lieutenant Alan Barone says they were moved outside of the West Campus garage an orange water cooler with two wires coming out of it.
We have some video footage to review from the nearby parking garage, as well as potentially interviewing witnesses who may have seen how this water cooler got to this location.
On Tuesday, a suspicious pipe under the bridge at Highway 47 in Villa Maria in West Bryan was found not to have explosive materials. The College Station Police Department's bomb squad assisted in both incidents. You're invited to this morning's dedication of the first phase of an historical park in front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan. Mervin Peters with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says $550,000 was raised from individuals to move and restore a cabin built in 1856, build a Six Flags of Texas plaza, and build seating by the flags.
It's private citizens interested in the history of their own county and wanting to tell that history and to make it available to future generations to see it.
This morning's dedication program starts at 10. The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating a big milestone this weekend. The nonprofit organization has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income disabled Texans since 1985 and locally since 2009. The 10,000th ramp will be built in Bryan tomorrow. Volunteer Philip Pierce says providing access ramps to the disabled gives them a sense of independence.
They've told us over and over and over again about how they felt like they were prisoners in their own homes because they couldn't get in and out independently, and this just gave them back their independence.
Pierce will be leading the volunteers building the ramp tomorrow. He says they are supported locally by civic clubs, churches, and businesses. It's completely volunteer-based, no paid staff. More information on applying for a ramp or to volunteer is online at texasramps.org. Leaders of Texas A&M's Student Government Association want to visit with residents of College Station's Southside Historic District neighborhood Saturday morning. SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they'll be joined by members of the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office.
We're going to have our student body president, the Speaker of the Student Senate, some of our executive cabinet members, and some other members of the Senate. We're going to have a smaller group this first time. I want to replicate this with a larger group of students, but for the first one, it's a little bit more manageable when we have a smaller number of student leaders so that we can maneuver a little bit more easily.
Beckerman says they're reviving the Walk and Talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus in the area generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn. Yesterday was another sellout for the local Pink Alliance Breast Cancer Awareness Support Group's Surviving and Thriving Luncheon. Keynote speaker Joan London, who published a book last month about her battle with breast cancer, visited with the media before the luncheon.
Cancer changed my life in actually a good way. It gave me a purpose-driven life. And if anyone can find that in life, that is a gift.
Proceeds from the luncheon remain in the Brazos Valley to serve and support local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts through Pink Alliance. WTAW News Time is 8:08. 71 degrees. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Oil and Lube. A final look at news this morning at 8:30 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition Oil and Lube, and while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience, and that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers, like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Raleigh Car Wash or at East William Joel Bryan next to the main post office.
8:09, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Lots of cloudiness around this morning. It should give way to some breaks of sunshine. There's the chance for a stray shower this afternoon. Temperatures will be quite warm, up around 90. Tonight, maybe a brief shower in a few spots, otherwise partly cloudy for high school football. Overnight lows are going to be 65 to 70. Tomorrow, partial sun, warm, 85 to 90. Clear tomorrow night, 65. Sunshine and warm for Sunday. Highs will approach 90. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
Well, there's no reason to go to Pluto, I guess. We found out the sky over Pluto is blue. Not sunny, but it's blue. Very blue. NASA's New Horizons spacecraft discovered that Pluto's blue sky during the historic flyby by the icy dwarf planet. We have to remember it's a dwarf planet. It's not a full-size planet. Did that back in July. The images of Pluto's atmospheric haze beamed down last week and released by NASA yesterday. The particles in the atmosphere haze are actually red and gray, but the way the particles scatter the blue light, it makes it look like it's blue, and everybody's all excited about that. So we'll see how that goes. Jay Sokol here this morning from the State College Station. How are you today?
Doing great, thank you.
What's going on?
Trying to work on the jumble. How about you?
Well, you know.
Oh, you mean broader than that.
So, yeah, well, again, he was so enthralled by the crossword puzzle jumble last week that he couldn't even talk. I mean, it's good that Mike New was here to be able to take care of your department's needs, so that was all right.
That's what they were there to do.
That's right. Brought a guest.
I did. College Station Municipal Court Judge, the Honorable Judge Ed Spillane.
Hey, Judge, how are you?
I'm doing great.
Good. What's the Harvard football record, do you know?
Boy, that's a good question. I know their baseball team is doing well.
They are they are undefeated. They are 3-0. They beat Rhode Island and Brown and Georgetown, and they're playing Lafayette.
That's right.
This
they played Georgetown. I saw that. I didn't know Georgetown had a football team.
Beat them 45-0. They don't have much of a team, that's for sure.
There you go.
So, I mean, again, it's neat. And football's different at Harvard. I mean, they only play 9 games and that kind of stuff. But anyway, they're off to a good start, which is great because. And the reason is because Ed went to Harvard. That's the reason. He's our
go
local
Crimson.
That's it. Local Harvard. Yeah, go Crimson. He's got a sweatshirt someplace. So did you do Harvard debate while you were there?
No, I did. I did hear they lost to like some inmates.
They lost to some New York inmates. Yep. A group of New York inmates have out-debated Harvard University's top-ranked club of the world. Go find Ted Cruz and go, there! See what happened to your team after you left?
Yeah. That could be a movie. Maybe make a movie.
That's right. They could do something like that. All right. So anyhow, it must be time to narc out your neighbor or something like that.
It's that time of year. The warrant amnesty starting this Monday, and it's going to be countywide. If you have a warrant or you think you have a warrant, come by our court, and from Monday till October 30th for 3 weeks, we'll waive your $50 warrant fee, but more importantly, you'll avoid being arrested.
So now, if people come into your court, now they come in, there's a person who they talk to, and they find it. So, I mean, how does that go? Do they kind of try to chat them up a little bit first before they drop the bomb, or do they actually go in and go, hey, man, you got anything on me? Or how does that usually work?
Well, the first person you see is a marshal. Yeah. And so, but the marshals are excellent once you get to court to directing you to the right place. Yeah. A lot of people don't realize we have payment plan coordinators who can meet with you.
Well, an easy payment plan.
Yes, you get a payment plan. You know, if you're indigent, we'll provide community service. We want to do everything to avoid you going to jail. But a lot of people just think, well, if I show up to court, I will go to jail. And that's the last thing. We want you to work out your case.
Sure. How long have you been doing this?
Since 2002.
Okay. And it's worked.
Oh, it's worked. We used to do it once a year. We've done it twice a year because it works. It gets people into the court.
Where did this start? Do you have any idea?
You know, I'm not sure. We've done this a long time, and it's become so popular. About 7 or 8 years ago, statewide during the spring, they'll do an amnesty and roundup. But I'm not sure the origins. We were doing it once a year before I even came.
Yeah. Well, and again, quite often these individuals have multiple, shall we say, cases out there.
That's right.
You can sweep them all up, right? Take care of it?
That's right. We take care of everything. We'll look it up for you. You can look at our website and look at that. But, yeah, a lot of times it's amazing how they build up. If you don't show up to court, you get a failure to appear, and they do multiply, especially if you leave it in your glove compartment of your car or something like that and don't come in.
Well, let me and then, of course, after that, then you're not nice, right? After that, the round.
Well, actually, starting Halloween, Saturday, for the next 9 days till November 9th, local law enforcement will participate in a warrant roundup. And again, that's going to be countywide, where chances are, if you didn't come in during the amnesty, they will try to find you, and you will be arrested if you have an active warrant.
Sure. Ed Spillane joining us. He's the city judge in College Station. So now, kind of from a legislative standpoint, because certainly I've heard people say this really does hurt low-income individuals. They don't have the money to pay whatever that ticket is. And then, as you mentioned, then they end up getting second and third and fourth notices or charges against them for failure to appear. Is there a you see a change happening maybe in legislation in Austin in the future?
Not just Austin. You know, you see from Ferguson, you know, nationwide. And what's good, if hopefully every municipal court will read the Ferguson report, you know, most of the things we were doing, providing indigent community service, alternative sentencing, sending out cards, being open 8 to 5, a lot of things that weren't going on in Ferguson we're doing. But yes, there needs to be a change, and courts need to follow the law. A lot of those laws are on the books, and things don't always are followed. But it's true that, you know, a lot of people who are low income end up getting into kind of this trap of, you know, having a suspended license or insurance, you know, and we want to follow the law, but we don't want the court to be set up so that they end up being so scared of court it's more, you know, inexpensive for them to avoid court or to drive without a license. We want them to follow the law, but also make sure that we give them alternatives to get out of the hole that people can get themselves in.
Sure. So to circle back around, the amnesty period is?
It starts Monday, October 12th till October 30th, and then the roundup is October 31st to November 9th.
Great. Thanks for coming in this morning.
Thank you very much.
You bet. What else you got?
Home buyer education course is coming up from College Station's Community Services Office. So if you are interested in buying a home, but you're not exactly sure how to navigate that process, this is a free course, four parts to it. Happens October 20th and 27th and November 3rd, November 10th. Again, it's absolutely free, and it covers topics ranging from are you ready to buy a home all the way to protecting your investment. So if you'd like to register for this free course, cstx.gov/homebuyer.
All right, there you go. We visit with folks from the City of College Station on Fridays. It's our community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Are you looking for an experienced insurance company? Van Dyke Rankin, headquartered in Brenham, with new offices on the North Earl Rudder Freeway and Bryan, offers full service lines, including coverage for your business, home, auto, and health. Call Van Dyke Rankin and Bryan at 846-8500 or visit their website at vandykerankin.com. Get a comparison quote and be on your way to a win-win relationship with Van Dyke Rankin, a trusted insurance agency committed to integrity, honesty, and doing it right. Call 846-8500 to find out if Van Dyke Rankin and Company is right for you.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a .com domain name for only $2.99 for the first year. Right now at GoDaddy.com. 2-year purchase required. Second year is $14.99.
Hospice Brazos Valley is dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family. Patients receiving hospice care live longer. Early care provides a greater benefit to the patient and family. We are honored to serve and encourage care for someone living with chronic illness. It is a privilege for our staff to care for you in your home, as well as our inpatient facility. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
818, News Talk 1620, WTAW. We're just talking about the warrant amnesty period and the roundup that's going on in the City of College Station. So many things seem to be coming into Halloween, which has, you know, really become as much a grown-up holiday and fun time as it has for kiddos. Savannah's here this morning from Messina Hoff. How are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Good. And, you know, y'all are doing this, as a matter of fact, starting next weekend, a kind of a Halloween-y type event.
Yeah, we have some grown-up Halloween events. We have our spooky cellar tour, so you can have a glass of our sparkling ghost wine or reflections of blood and take a tour. Yeah.
Sparkling. I like reflections of blood. That's good. Good. Now, you're going to have the tour decked out with some kind of spooky stuff, too? Or?
Yeah, so there's going to be a tour guide.
Okay.
And you'll get to go through the winery and hear about the different tales and lore of the area and hear about the history of wine, because the history of wine's a little eerie.
Sure. Okay. Now, it's not, there's not just one. You're going to be doing this for weekends through the end of the month, huh?
Right. So there's last three Saturdays of October, and then a Sunday, October 25th, we'll be doing it.
Okay, and if you want to, on Halloween night, that's Saturday night at 6:30, you can do that. But again, we've got home football games too, so take that into account, but you've got a lot of opportunities right there. And then on Halloween night also, you've got another murder mystery dinner.
Right, and these are really popular. You know, we've talked about them many times before. So on Saturday, October 31st, you can come out. It's a vampire murder mystery dinner, and you get to have a fabulous three-course dinner paired with Messina Hoff wines. You get a character assignment, and it's really fun.
Yeah, and, you know, you have a wine bar, and one of the things you have there, which is interesting, I don't know if people have necessarily seen these, they're becoming more popular, but it's a wine-on-tap situation where they're not opening a bottle, they actually pull it out of a tap. How does that work?
Right, yeah, so we have our wine on tap, and, you know, they're rotating taps,
mm-hmm.
and you can come out and you can actually have a glass, you can actually try it with a flight if you wanted to do that, or even purchase a growler. If there's a wine like our Orange Muscat, we don't have a bottle that you can just purchase.
Sure.
You can purchase a growler and take home that Orange Muscat with you.
Oh, okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and I think the whole idea of this came from in bars necessarily. They might have wine where they put the cork in it. It's liable that bottle of wine may sit there for weeks. And so you lose a little bit of what it is with the tap. That never happens.
Right.
Yeah. So mm-hmm. if they want some more information about everything that's going on in the events, then how do they do that?
They can go to messinahoff.com/events for events specifically, or call 979-778-9463, extension 234.
All right, busy times for an October at Messina Hoff. Thanks for the time this morning.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. It's 821.
Your website is the first thing people will look to when considering your business. Aggieland Website Design will help grow your brand and present a credible image. Only Aggieland Website Design offers unlimited updates. So as your business changes and grows, your website will change with it. Unlimited updates you don't have to manage yourself. Unlimited updates that don't cost you extra. Go to AggielandWebsiteDesign.com and register to win your Fightin' Texas Aggie football tickets.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. Wells Fargo stock was upgraded today by J.P. Morgan, which called the banking giant a steadier port in uncertain markets than its peers. The Morgan analyst raised his rating to overweight. You don't need to be a wizard to see the Harry Potter books come to life. The seven books are getting a makeover with more than 200 new illustrations and enhanced e-books made for Apple devices. More than half of the illustrations are animated or interactive with such touches as Golden Snitch from Quidditch matches flying away as you tap it on the screen. During the brutal winter this year, some New Englanders wanted to sell you some of their snow. Now they want to sell you some leaves. A startup company called ShipFoliage.com will send right to your doorstep a mix of red, yellow, and orange-colored leaves. For just $19.99 plus shipping, you get a bundle of three preserved leaves. The site says it booked 50 orders in its first 20 hours. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a modestly higher open. That's Your Money Now.
Attention business owners. We know that owning a business means getting things done right now. So if your right now list includes a new building, call the Right Now Company. General Steel. We can design a building for your business quickly and save you thousands of dollars. That's right, thousands. You may think General Steel only builds large projects or that you can't afford General Steel quality. Well, check these prices. How about a 40 by 60 foot building for under $22,000? Or even a 50 by 100 for under $35,000? That's right, a 5,000 square foot building for under $35,000. And these buildings all have General Steel quality. Best of all, you can still order a building and have it delivered in time to build this year. How's that for right now? So don't delay. Call General Steel today at 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-95-STEEL. Need more planning? No problem. General Steel can help you with that right now. Call General Steel and be in your new building this year. 866-95-STEEL. That's 866-957-8335.
News Talk 1620 WTAW in the studio with His Royal Majesty, the King of the Renaissance Festival.
Huzzah! What a pleasure to be back with you here in the Brazos Valley one more morning.
So I know that you guys, as per usual, are always doing new stuff and building new stuff. Every year now, it seems like you're kind of growing like an onion. So what's going on this year?
Oh, well, this year we were very excited. We added a new Florence Market place, and it's absolutely beautiful. We've added all new shops. We built a new Florence Italian gazebo, and so there'll be more musicians, more artisans, more crafts. It'll be absolutely glorious.
Now, where would we find that? As we go in, now there was, you know, the old Sherwood Forest way there in the back. Where would it be from there?
Well, from there, actually, you'd come back. It's where the old mud pit used to be.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we moved the Sturdy Mud Beggars, our favorites, Willem and them, over to the tower stage, and we've taken that whole area and created a Florence Market right there.
Very cool. All right, so we've got all that. Opening weekend coming up?
That's right. This weekend, October 10th, Oktoberfest begins at the festival. We'll be running through November 29th, and we're going to have a wonderful time this year. We have all sorts of surprises.
Themed weekends, as per usual?
Yeah, absolutely. As I said, Oktoberfest, we start 1001 Dreams, a pirate adventure, All Hallows Eve, a Roman Bacchanal, a barbarian invasion, a Highland fling, and, of course, the Celtic Christmas, 3 days after Thanksgiving, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Huzzah. Now, are you doing the masquerade again?
We're not doing the same masquerade. Last year was for our 40th anniversary, right. Did King Midas's masquerade. This year, we've taken the TRF Ballroom, and we've transformed it into the Renaissance After Hours After Dark. So it's TRF After Dark, and that'll begin Friday nights from 8 p.m. till midnight, and then Saturday nights, 8 p.m. till 1 a.m.
Still camping?
Still camping, absolutely.
And, I know there are always discount tickets, but sometimes it's not in the same place. Are you guys doing that again?
Yes. If they go to TexRenFest.com, they can find out all about our specials. Also, if they visit us on our Facebook page, we often have specials and discounts that we offer for
a short time. Contests, because I've tried to win a few times.
Absolutely.
Not that I'm saying that out loud.
Well, you did very well. I'm sorry you didn't win. I'll bring you a conciliatory ticket tomorrow.
Thank you. To find out more, again, what's the website for you guys?
That's TexRenFest.com, TexRenFest.com. And again, they can visit us at Facebook. And I should let you know, we have a new fire show in the evening. Ooh. Before our fireworks.
Very cool.
We have Solar Rain, and they're going to be performing out there, and it's going to be absolutely glorious.
Your Majesty, it's always a pleasure.
Yeah, thank you, Kevin. Have a good day.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you. You know, abdominal pain is nothing to laugh at or ignore. Sometimes it can be an indication of some serious problems. Abdominal cramps and pain, even severe urgency to go to the bathroom, loss of appetite due to inflammatory bowel disease, chronic bad breath, stomach cramping when you're trying to eat, even after taking antibiotics for a while. First Choice Probiotics by the Activate Company can help you with all these problems and let you feel normal again. You know, those yogurt products that you see in the store, well, they might help a little bit, but they're not going to solve the problem. First Choice Probiotics gives your system the good bacteria needed to keep things working properly. Doctor developed and made in an FDA-approved American pharmaceutical lab. It must work for you or your money back guaranteed. For more information, just go to myactive8.com. That's myactive and the number 8.com. Or you can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's myactive8.com or 800-465-4411. Now, I know that you were taught that this country decided it wanted to get its freedom from England in 1776, and we started quite a bit of a row over the whole thing. The Revolutionary War was fought and won by our heroic Continental troops, but our impression is that the very next thing that happened is that we held elections and George Washington became our first president. Well, he did become president, but it certainly wasn't right away. You see, the war did start in 1776, all right, but it wasn't over until 1783. Yeah, and by then, everyone, and I mean everyone, even old George, was pretty tired. Yeah, we had a free country, all right, but no one was running it. Well, that's when a group of prominent citizens, led by no less than the likes of Alexander Hamilton, James Monroe, and Nathaniel Gorham, got together and decided that what we needed was a king. They also decided that King Henry I of Prussia was the best candidate for the job. So they sent him a long letter, offering him the official job of King of the American Colonies. And at first, King Henry was kind of excited about the idea. And then he had his second thoughts. He wasn't all that sure that he wanted to leave Europe and take the chance of being the ruler of such a wild and unpredictable country. After months and months of thought, well, he wrote back to the American Committee and in essence said he wasn't sure that's what he wanted to do. Well, that did it. When we got that letter, the committee actually got angry and decided that any man that indecisive could not be trusted to run a country. And that's when we asked old George to be president. And he did, in 1789, 12 years after we started our Revolutionary War. It's a little-known fact, and not often remembered, that it was 12 years after the Continental Congress declared freedom and 6 years after the war was over before George became president. And in that time, we very nearly had another monarch. Fortunately for us, King Henry I, well, he didn't have any idea of what he wanted to do. And that saved us from another monarchy and gave us a democracy.
The Aggie Report brought to you by Sioux Falls Prater Equipment. Go to cptractor.com to find a location near you.
The Aggie Daily Show is brought to you by Flash Seats. Flash Seats is the official secondary marketplace for Texas A&M. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game.
Listen up, Aggie fans. You need to check out Flash Seats, the official secondary ticket marketplace for Texas A&M. It's a paperless ticketing system that lets you enter games with a credit card and buy, sell, and transfer guaranteed tickets to Texas A&M games. It's easy, safe, and secure. You can't lose with Flash Seats. It's changing the game. Go to aggies.flashseats.com today.
Football team played the 2014 season without an open date, 8 straight games before they got the open date on the schedule. That was longer than anybody else in college football at this level that did not have an open date before they had an opportunity to take a rest before they played their 9th game. They get the open date this weekend. They will not play. They await Alabama at Kyle Field. That's coming up next Saturday, as we've told you on the reports this week. That game will now kick at 2:30, the Alabama game. Our broadcast on this radio station will begin at 1:30. Aggies moved up to number 9 in the AP poll, number 11 in the coaches poll, as they get ready for the action next weekend. So everybody have a great weekend. Alabama plays Arkansas. Might pay attention to that one. I'm Dave South. This is the Aggie Report.
When it comes to getting the right part to fix your equipment, look no further than Sioux Falls Prater Equipment, your local John Deere dealer. It doesn't matter if you drive green, blue, new, or old. We carry everything from genuine John Deere OE parts to John Deere reman to aftermarket alternatives. That means you can always count on us to have the right part to fit your machine. Come in today to experience the value of choice and always get the right part to fit your needs. Visit the Sioux Falls Prater Equipment nearest you or online at cptractor.com.
Kim Commando here with good news for the millions who earn an income by making and selling handmade arts and crafts online. This week, Amazon, the world's largest retailer, opened its own arts and crafts online bazaar, and thereafter Etsy. Thanks to the internet, New York-based Etsy came from literally nothing and grew into a $2 billion a year business. Amazon wants a large piece of that business. They've been openly inviting current Etsy vendors to join them for months. But Amazon cautions that, unlike some Etsy vendors, all their products will be factory-free and must be made by hand. Amazon's starting with 6 categories: home, jewelry, baby, artwork, stationery and party supplies, kitchen and dining, all from artisans and crafters around the world. 5,000 initial sellers, 80,000 different items from 60 different countries, and all of that just in time for the holidays. This means consumers immediately get the benefit at Handmade at Amazon. And you'll get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's K-O-M-A-N-D-O. Exciting news from Epson. Introducing Epson's revolutionary EcoTank printers for home and office. And listen to this. No ink cartridges. Instead, Epson has pioneered an innovative refillable ink tank, ready to print for up to 2 years. Imagine a printer that comes with enough ink right in the box to affordably print up to 8,500 pages in full color. That's equivalent to 50 ink cartridge sets. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 is a wireless, all-in-one printer powered by Epson's leading-edge precision core technology. High-speed, vivid colors, and laser-quality black text. Easy wireless printing for PCs, tablets, and smartphones. An unbeatable combination of convenience and value. The Epson EcoTank ET4550 comes fully loaded and ready to print with up to 2 years of ink right in the box. Go to Epson.com/EcoTank to learn more. Epson, exceed your vision.
The Kim Komando Show is brought to you by TexasKubotaDealers.com. Save big on Kubota products during the More Power to You sales event. Visit TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:34. 72 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by the Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers. Good morning. I'm Patrick Zeinert. The College Station City Council heard last night about the possibility of two YMCA branches. Councilman Carl Mooney said there was talk of one at the existing Blinn College campus in Bryan and a second in College Station.
We are still in the exploration stage, have a long way to go, but things are starting to take some shape. So that hopefully within the very foreseeable future, we'll be able to report more about some actual steps of putting a shovel in the ground somewhere.
Mooney says the discussion took place during a series of meetings with the city's sports advisory board. The first phase of an historical park on the site of the first county seat in Brazos County has been completed. Mervin Peters with the local chapter of the Sons of the Republic of Texas says everyone's invited to the dedication this morning in front of Boonville Cemetery in Bryan.
We have a long list of very, very generous citizens that have deep roots or long ties in Brazos County and some in neighboring counties that have generously contributed right at $550,000.
The first phase includes the moving and restoration of a cabin built in 1856, a Six Flags of Texas display plaza, building seating by the flags, and a replica of the Twin Sisters cannon from the Battle of San Jacinto. This morning's dedication program starts in just a little bit at 10. Residents in College Station Southside Historic District, generally bordered by George Bush, Texas, and Welborn, have the opportunity to visit with Texas A&M student government leaders Saturday morning.
We want our best student leaders to be out there to have a great experience, to encourage residents to keep engaging, and then for the student leaders that do participate, for them to translate that experience back into campus. And that creates an example for everyone else to get involved. When you see your student body president, the speaker of the student senate, when you see those folks getting involved, everybody wants to jump in line and participate.
SGA Vice President of Municipal Affairs Wayne Beckerman says they were approached by the Brazos County Constable Precinct 3 office to bring back the Walk and Talk event as a way to get to know those who live closest to the main campus. The Texas Ramp Project has been building wheelchair ramps for low-income residents since 1985. This weekend, the local chapter is helping in a big way.
The Texas Ramp Project is celebrating its 10,000th ramp built in Texas this weekend. Volunteer Philip Pierce is leading a group from A&M Church of Christ in building the wheelchair ramp for a Bryan resident.
That's almost mind-blowing to think about that much need being out there. And the thing is, that's not all that's the need that's out there.
Pierce says without a wheelchair ramp, many disabled people do not have access in and out of their own homes.
Maybe they could get a group of friends or family members to come and physically carry someone down a set of stairs to get them in and out. And when that's the option that you've got, you kind of reserve that for only times that you have to go to the doctor or things like that. In an emergency, you would have to just hope there were enough people around to help someone get out.
Pierce says the ramps provide independence and safer living conditions. For more information on the project, visit texasramps.org. Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The Pink Alliance serves the Brazos Valley, supporting local breast cancer patients and to advance breast health and cancer awareness efforts. Their 13th Surviving and Thriving Luncheon was held yesterday. Keynote speaker Joan London visited with the media before addressing the sellout crowd.
I have come to find, through the engagement with the public, after going public, that you can step forward and be a voice for a lot of women who don't feel like they have a voice. You can educate women, and that empowers them to possibly save their lives.
The television host published a book last month, Had I Known, about her battle with breast cancer.
And for every woman who writes to me and says, you know, I can't explain to you why I didn't do a mammogram for the last 3 years, just busy, I know it's a bad excuse, but I've been listening to you and I went and got it, and thank God I cut my cancer at stage one. What more could anyone ask out of life?
The luncheon has raised more than $480,000 to support local breast health initiatives, serve breast cancer patients, and further cancer awareness. Texas A&M Police is reviewing video surveillance around the West Campus garage to determine who placed an orange water cooler containing two wires outside the building. That resulted in blocking the area around Kimbrough and Olson for 90 minutes yesterday afternoon. Lieutenant Alan Barone says assistance was provided by College Station Police Department's bomb squad.
They were able to determine that the suspicious package was safe. And at that point, once it was removed, the all clear was given via code maroon, and all intersections and pedestrian traffic resumed normal in the area.
It's the second time this week the bomb squad assisted with the report of a suspicious package. That follows the removal of a pipe on Tuesday in West Bryan that was found to not contain explosive materials. WTAW News Time approaching 8:40. It's 72 degrees. This look at news brought to you by the Bank and Trust. More news today at noon with Chelsea Reber or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeiner, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
What do you really want from a bank? Is it taking a picture of your check with your smartphone? We have that. Is it paying your bills online? We can do that. Is it free checking for you or your small business? Got that too. Or is it really knowing you'll get first-class customer service from a locally owned community bank? Think about it. The Bank and Trust. Local bank, local bankers.
I think we'd all agree change is bad. Okay, not all change is bad. And in this case, it's actually really, really good. See, Suddenlink has rearranged a lot of the channels, and they've grouped them together, so it's easier to find your favorite sport, or in my kid's case, her favorite cartoons, and they're all neatly organized, so when you want to just plow through the TV, you can do that thanks to Suddenlink. And they're running some really cool stuff, too. They've got the 30-day, we promise, money-back guarantee like they do on everything else. But with this new reorganization, you get 61 exciting new channels. 31 of them are in HD. The HD channels include all the Pac-12 networks, C-SPAN, Hallmark Movies, Mystery, HD Learning Channel, Fox Sports Plus, an additional HBO channel, and it's easy. All you have to do is call 1-877-694-9474 today and get HD TV, 50 meg internet, $69 a month. Plus, you get access to On Demand. Don't wait. Call right now, 877-694-9474, or go to suddenlink.com today.
Hey, everybody in the Brazos Valley. Sovac City has moved. We're in our new Sovac City Superstore. Sovac City Superstore is located between Deacon and Rock Prairie on the feeder road, next to the Howard Johnson Motel. Sovac City Superstore is larger than ever. We have over 50 sewing machines, over 50 vacuum cleaners, bags, belts, filters. We have it all. Sovac City, once again on the feeder road between Deacon and Rock Prairie. Sovac City, come on down and see us.
It's 8:42, News Talk 1620, WTAW. Let's do some weather, brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. About 91 for a high today. Winds will be kind of calm, more out of the northwest, so it'll be all right. 20% chance of showers after 1 o'clock today. Down to about 68 tonight. Back up to 91 or so on Saturday. Sunday and Monday, we're looking at 94 for a high. Unseasonably warm. Don't forget, Monday's also Columbus Day. Winds out of the north at 3 right now. 81% relative humidity. It's 71. Every once in a while, we have very special prizes. Yep.
Wow.
All right, this is Schlitterbahn. I got 4 tickets for Schlitterbahn. It is Galveston only, and they are good through Sunday, okay? That's pretty much the whole deal, all right? If you want 4 tickets, and that's like, I don't know, $135, something like that. So 4 tickets for Schlitterbahn Galveston, and they expire after Sunday. So that fits into your world.
Pick them up today and go there this weekend.
That's right. Yep. If you can do that, then go do that. 695-1620. Be the first one to call in, and we'll have the little prize
for
you.
An embarrassment of riches.
Yesterday, a website came out called Benny Hill This. Speeds up your YouTube video and adds the Yakety Sax song, okay? That's pretty cool.
That's awesome.
All right. Okay, so
love it.
Today we've got one. It's a magical ice cream pooping unicorn.
Yep.
It's a video of a unicorn that poops rainbow-colored soft-serve ice cream, but this is not some silly YouTube video made by somebody with a computer and too much time on their hands. This unicorn actually teaches us the proper way to use the toilet. It also doubles as a pretty brilliant viral ad for Squatty Potty, which forces you to sit down and, you know, do what you should. Another reason the internet is a better place. Squatty Potty Unicorn and the Benny Hill This. .com, which is...
Oh, combine those.
Yeah, well, I don't know about that. Anyway, hi there. Who's this?
It's David.
David who?
Pullen.
David, you want... you calling for the Schlitterbahn tickets, buddy?
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll come by here and pick them up. I got four of them, and they're good through Sunday, all right?
All right. Thanks, sir.
You bet. Enjoy yourself.
There you are.
All right. There. Now we've got... We gave away a lot of stuff today. You know, we sounded like a... music station or
yeah,
something.
Actually, we did.
Yeah.
We didn't do trivia or something silly, though.
I get this. A zoo in Copenhagen says it will go forward with its controversial public autopsy of a lion performed in front of small school children.
What?
How do you figure that's a good thing?
Why?
I don't know.
How small is small?
I don't know. I guess
autopsies are good things. They're educational.
Yeah, they are. Well, we're going to do Bravo Brazos Valley, so that gives you time to look that up so we can find out, you know, autopsies are a good thing. And again, yeah, if we can get a definition of little, that probably would help.
It's fall. That means football. It also means that the arts go into full bloom in the Brazos Valley, and that means theater, musicals, plays, showcasing what I really think is uncanny local talent that we have, always have had. Don't be shy about standing up and shouting bravo when you see these neighbors of ours who moonlight as pretty darn good singers and dancers and comics and actors. You know, we have the theater company, we have Brazos Valley Troupe, Navasota Theater Alliance in downtown Navasota, and of course downtown Bryan, their stage center. Throw in the professional fair of MSC Opus, and now you don't have to go to H-Town or Big D or Weird Austin to get your stage fix. Never. Concerts, well, yeah, maybe. But not really good theater. You can get it right here. It started, well, last weekend, but you're not too late to catch the opening acts. The theater company season did start last weekend with Disney's Mary Poppins. But don't worry, because there's this weekend and next to catch it. There's a show tonight at 7, tomorrow at 2 and at 7, and Sunday at 2. Same time for the four final shows next weekend. The theater company, you know where they are. They're located back behind the east end of the Tejas Center. Stage Center opens their season with the Glass Menagerie. That's one of Tennessee Williams' best. It started last weekend, too, but there's a show tonight and tomorrow at 7:30. Again, next Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, all at 7:30. Stage Center's downtown, 201B West 26th. That's 26th and Bryan, above Mr. G's. M.A. Sterling's Brazos Valley Troupe is off and running for a 21st year with a really funny play called Check Please. As the synopsis says, dating can be hard, especially when your date is a kleptomaniac or your grandmother's bridge partner or a mime. Shows are tonight and tomorrow, and again the 23rd and the 25th. The theater is at 3705 29th Street in Bryan.
Hey, the Unity Theater in Brenham is off and going. As a matter of fact, you got one last chance this weekend to see their opening show of their 21st season. It's always a tribute to Patsy Cline. That's going to be a good one. They've got shows tonight and tomorrow night at 8 o'clock, and then they finish up always Sunday at 4 with a matinee. Unity Theater in Brenham is at 300 Church Street.
The Navasota Theater Alliance, they're opening with Father of the Bride. Started last weekend, but they've got a show tonight at 7:30. Tomorrow again at 2 and at 7:30, and Sunday at 2. The NTA is at 104 West Washington in Navasota. Now, MSC Opus is off and running for their positively enchanting season. And tonight at 7:30, there's a special event, the Swan Brothers. Never heard of them? If you're a fan of The Voice, like I am, you remember the Swan Brothers. They were a finalist a couple of seasons back on that hit NBC talent show. They're going to perform tonight at Rudder Auditorium, 7:30. Beauty and the Beast will be on the main stage October 20th and 21st. And those tickets, I understand, are going fast, so better hurry. Opus Junior has Room on the Broom. That'll be this Sunday, two shows, at 2 o'clock and at 4 o'clock. BBB is going to keep you posted about all of your opportunities to see what's on stage in the Brazos Valley this season, because that's what I like to do. It's Bravo Brazos Valley. For Caldwell Banker, Agtown Realtors voted the best of the Brazos for 2015. I'm Tom Turbeville.
Moving families, a Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors tradition. Find Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors on Facebook or call us at 846-8400. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, property experts at selling lifestyles. Just a corner away from Aggieland, above the rest. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors, 846-8400. A tradition of excellence and service. Coldwell Banker Agtown Realtors.
The Pool Guy's brand new pool store is now open. Located in the Tower Point Shopping Center next to HEB, the Pool Store is your one-stop shop for a full line of pool chemicals, supplies, equipment, and pool toys. The Pool Store beats any competitors in town, pricing, service, selection, and quality. With the Pool Store's price match guarantee, you'll get the lowest price on the highest quality products every time. Open 9 to 7 Monday through Saturday, noon to 5 on Sunday. The Pool Store by the Pool Guy.
10 till News Talk 1620 WTAW. So did we look up how old the kids were in Copenhagen? Just killing me. Okay. Look it up in a wall. NFL could adopt Patriots head coach Bill Belichick's proposal to use cameras at the goal line and sideline for replay purposes for next season. Testing is going to begin at MetLife Stadium.
I thought they already started doing that. They put cameras in the pylons.
Yeah. Well, they're providing multiple. Well, are they? They put little cameras in there?
I think so, yeah.
Isn't that interesting? Okay. For up to 12 games, the boundary camera system will be in place with views across the goal line, back of the end zone, and the sideline, which are not currently available to replay people. So
that's at this point, I don't know why it's all – every sport hasn't – because, yeah. I mean, GoPros are nothing.
You put a GoPro on each line
and you're done.
Yeah, it takes nothing to be able to review that. So what could be the world's most valuable cracker?
I don't know, Scott. What could be the world's most valuable
cracker? The one
cracker?
Which survived the sinking of the Titanic more than a century ago.
Really?
It'll be sold at auction, right.
I would have guessed an oyster cracker with a pearl.
Yeah, the Spillers and Baker's cracker survived the sinking of the Titanic in 1912, part of a survival kit stored within one of the ill-fated ocean liner's lifeboats and kept as a souvenir. Cracker will be sold on October the 24th. Expected to bring $15,000.
For a cracker?
For a cracker that has a tremendous story to tell, I guess.
Welcome to the Camry One event. What can I tell you about the best-selling car in America?
Let's see. I have a few questions.
No problem.
Does it have Bluetooth?
Yep.
Navigation?
Yep.
Backup camera?
Yep.
Push-button start?
Yep.
Blind spot monitor?
Yep.
Wireless charging?
Yep.
In-tune entertainment system?
Yep.
Paddle shifters?
Yep.
And I get it for free?
Nope.
But I get a great deal?
Yep. How about 0% APR financing?
Nicely played.
Come into the Camry One event and get amazing deals on the feature-loaded best-selling car in America. It's only a great deal if it's a great car. Hurry into your local Toyota dealer today during the Camry One event. Qualified lessees can lease the 2016 Camry LE for only $189 a month for 36 months with $1,999 due at signing. Toyota, let's go places. Not all customers will qualify for advertised APR. See packages and options at toyota.com for feature availability. Best-selling car claim based on manufacturer's estimates CY 2014 sales. Visit gsdoffers.com for details. Offers available in select states and end 11/2/15.
This is Brandon Eisenman with W.E. Gibson Insurance. You know, we all want to get the best price for things we buy, but I would argue that what's really important is getting the best value. At W.E. Gibson Insurance, we're all about value. We represent the nation's top insurance companies, so getting a great price is easy. But we go beyond that to offer you the kind of expertise and advice you deserve and that you should expect. Give us a call today at 694-1555 or stop by our office at the corner of Deacon and Longmire in College Station. At W.E. Gibson, we make insurance better.
Good morning, 7 till, News Talk 1620, WTAW. So, Lester Holt picked up another number one rating in the news this past week.
I like him.
Yeah, he does a good job. Five-week high, matter of fact, 8.6 million viewers. ABC is next at 8.5, and Scott Pelley in at 7.2, the 14th number one in the 15 weeks since Lester took over for Brian, I'm a liar, Williams. So, there you go. So ABC Family is changing its name to Freeform starting in January. Variety says the new network will be rebranded in order to appeal to the 14 to 34 age group known as Becomers or Generation Z. In case you were wondering about the breakdown, and here it is. Boomers, 51 to 69. Gen Xers, 35 to 50. Millennials, 20 to 34. Generation Zs or Becomers, 10 to 20. The most important question young people ask themselves as they're going from high school to their 30s is, who am I becoming? So we call the life stage becoming, and the people going through it, Becomers. Sure, why not?
Whatever.
Everybody needs a name. So why is Mick Jagger in Havana? Billboard.com says he's checking out things for a possible Rolling Stone concert in Cuba's capital city.
God, can you imagine the draw for that? Because you know they've heard the music.
They don't have any money. Are they going to play for nothing? You know what I'm saying?
That's fair.
They don't need to be going to Cuba and charging those people any money. If they want to go do a free concert, I guess that'd be all right. Wouldn't be a bad thing. Here's a news bulletin. Face-to-face contact may beat email and phone mail when it comes to phone calls when it comes to staving off depression. Researchers at Oregon Health and Science University analyzed data from a six-year study of more than 11,000 people age 50 and older. They found an association between the types of interactions that people had with others and their likelihood of depression over a two-year period, two years later after that. Rates of depression didn't seem to be affected by the level of communication by phone, letters, and email, but those who communicated the least with friends and family via in-person meetings every few months or less often had a higher rate of signs of depression by 12%. So, again, seeing people face-to-face, what a concept!
Hospice Brazos Valley has served our community for over 25 years, impacting thousands of lives. We remain the only nonprofit hospice in the area. Dedicated to providing the best care for you and your family, Hospice Brazos Valley welcomes the invitation to serve. Family, friends, physicians, hospitals, anyone can make a referral. Hospice Brazos Valley. Comfort is our specialty. Trust is our promise.
You want a doctor who goes above and beyond to make staying well easier. A doctor who understands you're busy and makes expert care more convenient. A doctor who's close to home, yet part of a premier healthcare network. St. Joseph physicians are caring, responsive, connected, and convenient. Well, beyond your expectations. Request an appointment today. Call 979-774-2121 or visit us online. St. Joseph, expert care, closer to home.
Do you have questions about your retirement and investing needs? Let me, Debbie Davis Lewis, help you with your 401k transfers, 403b accounts, SEP IRAs, and mutual funds. I want to help you simplify your financial world with real solutions. I'm an independent broker and use all types of mutual funds. So call me today for a complimentary consultation. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Today, tomorrow, 1-8. 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 1-8. Today, tomorrow, 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 1-8.